Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're being told that Dutch prosecutors mull criminal case over alleged Israel interference into the ICC. Complaints request examinations of allegations Israel tried to derail International Criminal Court inquiry. Well, I'm not quite sure why they wouldn't do that. Either way, we are joined this morning by Anne Hertzberg. She's the legal advisor of NGO Monitor, an expert in lawfare. Anne, a very good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning.
What is this? So what is the latest accusation?
Well, it's actually some of the news reporting I've been finding a bit inaccurate.
Gosh, I'm shocked.
Because this wasn't an initiative of the Dutch prosecutor. It was an initiative of some Palestinians and likely some Palestinian organizations. That because the way it works in the Netherlands is that private individuals can initiate criminal complaints.
Right.
And so they filed this complaint, which the prosecutor will now look at. So the media was sort of making it out as if it was an initiative of the Dutch government, but it's just another one of these, Palestinian activist stunts to
right.
just keep piling on.
Right. The same as anybody can nominate anybody for a Nobel Prize. Anybody can claim that there's a case to be heard here. So then putting that aside, what is, on a substantive basis, where is this case at? It's been a fair amount of time, I can't even recall how long, since this announcement was made about the possibility of issuing a warrant. Where's that at?
Yes, so basically the court, it was at the end of May. So May 20th, the ICC prosecutor filed the application for arrest warrants. And then we've had since then a whole host of litigation from states, from NGOs, and then also in the past 2 weeks, Israel filed its own statements, which was quite unusual because Israel has not done that before at the ICC. So that was filed about 2 weeks ago, and so now the case is pending. So really, it could come at any time.
Right. Are we expecting a warrant to be issued?
My guess is, knowing how the court works and the low standard that they apply and the deference that they give to the prosecutor, my guess is they probably would issue the warrants. I think it's more likely than not.
Right.
However, there's clearly been so much procedural impropriety here. And very strange actions by the prosecutor. One would hope the court would dismiss the application. But because we're dealing with the international court and Israel's involved, we just never know what the outcome is going to be.
In other words, if this was a case against a British prime minister, there'd be very little chance of it proceeding.
Yeah, I think that's quite clear. Because we've seen that in other cases involving the UK, with the Afghanistan, and really even many other countries. The prosecutor has not moved against Venezuela, for instance, when he clearly could have. So I think because we're dealing with Israel, it's a separate case, but also it's because of the stage in the process where we're dealing with these applications and there's a very low bar for the prosecutor to clear. I think there's only been two cases where the court has rejected such an application in general.
Right.
Carry
on. Still, you think?
Yeah, no, just that I think because we're dealing again with the double factors of it being Israel, and because it's at the stage where it's a low bar, that's why I think it's probably more likely than not they will issue them.
Israel has demonstrated, and we've seen that even now with the case against the case about returning a body of a terrorist, Israel has demonstrated that they have an independent judiciary and that they are able and capable of inquiring into the behavior and the acts of their own citizens. Surely that was one of the most significant factors in allowing the criminal court to proceed. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, that is a core principle of the ICC. It's called complementarity. And they're supposed to defer to processes going on in the country before they act. And in this case, what's most egregious, and this is, and I urge your listeners to really read it because it's quite interesting. Israel, in its application to the court a few weeks ago, that it was trying to engage with the prosecutor, and the prosecutor didn't want to hear it. And so they didn't give Israel, which they're required to do under the Rome Statute of the court, they're required to give notice of the charges. They don't have to give specific information, but they have to at least give a general sense of what they're trying to investigate. And they did not do that. Israel asked for information, and they were planning a visit with the prosecutor, which was, again, something that Israel had not done before. And he, instead of flying to Israel, which he was supposed to, he went on CNN and announced his application.
Is that irregular? Could that be? And so what if it is? Is there a way to highlight or appeal that?
So that's really the. It's an issue that Israel raised. There's no way, unfortunately, to appeal it, but Israel did raise that in its briefs to the court. Several other countries did, and several organizations and other people who filed amicus briefs with the court raised that issue, that really the prosecutor acted highly improper here. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, for the court to maintain its integrity, it should reject the prosecutor's request simply on that basis. That's not even getting into all the factual issues with what the prosecutor has
right,
done
in terms of the.
But yeah. Even just on a technical level, to preserve the core procedures, they should reject what he's done.
Anne Hertzberg, that's where we leave it. Legal advisor of NGO Monitor, expert in lawfare. Thank you as always, and wishing you a Gemar Chatima Tova. It is 7:30.